Robbie smiled kindly at his patient. She was being even more difficult today, and it was all he could do to keep her pinned to the bed.
"His vicarship needs his 11ths, Doc," whined Mrs. H. "I can't just lie here waiting for the daisies to grow now, can I?"
"Come on, please be sensible, Mrs. H. You're not well. You've got a nasty bout of flu, and let's face it, old love, you're no spring chicken." Mrs. Harper sniffed as she flopped back against the pillows. She had to admit that she wasn't feeling quite the ticket today, but Bernard needed feeding, and the housework wouldn't do itself. These modern vacuums were all very well in their way, but they hadn't learned how to plug themselves into the electric socket and go around the house on their own yet. "Bernie'll have to manage without you for a change. It won't kill him. And Lucy's giving him his evening meal, so don't you worry. And I'm sure he's quite capable of putting a piece of bread in the toaster and frying an egg."
"Frying an egg?"
Mrs. Harper was horrified.
"He'll burn the place down. He hasn't got a clue how to switch the oven on, let alone crack an egg in the pan."
Robbie could quite well believe it, but he wasn't going to allow the old woman to get out of bed on that account. "You must rest, Mrs. H. You're getting yourself all worked up, and that won't help. Now, lay back quietly and take this medicine."
"Not that brown stuff, Doc," she protested.
But Robbie wasn't having any arguments, and she had swallowed the thick, unpleasant liquid before she could say another word.
"I know it's not nice, Mrs. H., but it will have you on your feet in no time. Now, I shall leave you to rest. Do you want anything to read? This Woman's Realm?"
Robbie picked up the well-thumbed magazine on the bedside table and started to leaf through it.
"I've read it from cover to cover," moaned Mrs. H.
"I wish the vicar would take my library books back and get me some more. A nice Barbara Cartland would do me a treat." Robbie smiled as he pocketed the magazine.
"I tell you what, Mrs. H., I'll give this magazine to Lucy in exchange for her taking your books back and choosing something she'd think you'd like. After all, she's a woman and will probably know the kind of thing. If Bernard changes them, he'll probably come back with Biggles Pulls It Off or something like that."
"Thanks, Doc. I'd appreciate that. You can give Lucy those other magazines as well. I've finished with all of them."
Robbie picked up the pile indicated and quietly left the room. Making his way up to Bernard's sanctuary, otherwise known as his study, he looked forward to having a quick look at the problem pages. They were always good for a laugh.
"This one's good, Bernie," said Robbie, folding back the page of the Woman's Realm just donated by Mrs. H.